AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is day five since the collapse of a condo building near Miami. Nine people are confirmed dead, more than 150 still missing. Survivors of the collapse are happy to be alive. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Alfredo Lopez looks at the building he once lived in and was able to escape from.
I have a lot of survivor's guilt on this, you know. Why me and why not my neighbor from 604? She was like a lovely lady.
Lopez and his wife narrowly made it out of their sixth floor apartment.
It shook when the second boom happened, you know, that for sure, and that startled us. We almost fell out of our bed. But, you know, everything that I saw when I opened the door, you know, facing east, there was nothing there.
He wonders how anyone could still be alive after 5 days.
They're holding out hope, but I think that I made peace.
Rescue expert Earl Tilton says there is hope. Rescuers have found survivors as long as a week past the initial catastrophe. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Iran-backed militias have been going after U.S. interest, and that was the reason for airstrikes on the border between Iraq and Syria.
This action in self-defense to do what's necessary to prevent further attacks, I think sends a very important and strong message, and I hope very much that it is received.
A tropical storm warning is up for parts of the South Carolina coast. Lots of rain is expected along the Georgia and South Carolina coastlines. A new report says there isn't nearly enough water vapor in the clouds on Venus to support life as we know it. While the latest finding vetoes life on Venus, at least for water-based creatures, scientists identify Jupiter as a planet with enough water in its clouds to support life. This is AP News. It's dangerously hot in some parts of the West.
The brutal heat wave is hitting the Northwest particularly hard. The National Weather Service is using words like dangerous and abnormal. The Weather Service's Dan Peterson.
The most extreme example is Spokane, Washington is forecast to either tie or break their high temperature record for each day for the entire week.
Temperatures may hit 109 in Spokane today. The Weather Service's Justin Pullen is in sweltering Seattle. It may get to 104 there. He says this heat wave in the West is historic.
We're talking all-time high temperature records that are being broken in some cases by 5, 10 degrees.
When's it going to end?
We have one more day of extreme heat across the region before temperatures start to gradually cool down.
I'm Rita Foley.
More crashes at the Tour de France. Last year's runner-up Primoz Roglic crashed near the end of today's Stage 3. Former champion Geraint Thomas also crashed. Ed Donahue, AP News.